我们继续《使徒行传》这个系列的信息。
We continue the series in Acts.
那上一次开始哈，我们开始读到保罗的故事了。
And last week, we started with the story about Paul.
我们每次读保罗的故事，就好像读我们自己的故事一样。
Whenever we read the story of Paul, it's like reading our own story.
保罗所蒙受的恩典和我们今天所蒙受的上帝的恩典是一样的。
The grace that Paul received is the same as the grace we receive today.
上帝的恩典从来没有改变过。
God's grace does not change.
他称自己是一个罪魁，哈，一个罪人，罪人中的罪魁，还蒙了上帝的恩典。
He called himself the worst of sinners, and yet he still received God's grace.
从一个抵挡福音、逼迫教会的扫罗，啊，成为神所拣选、大能使用的保罗，啊，这个使徒。
From a Saul that persecuted the church to a Paul that was greatly used by God.
所以他所经历的哈，正是我们今天可以经历的上帝的恩典。
What he experienced is the same thing that we can experience today.
上帝没有等到哪一天扫罗良心发现了去找神了，没有，神主动的去找他。
God didn't wait for Saul to kind of somehow recognize in his own conscience, but yet God proactively went and looked for him.
神主动的找他，向他显现，对他讲话，挽回他，让他转回。
God proactively looked for him and spoke to him and turned him around.
同样的，今天哈，神的恩典也在主动的在寻找我们。
And same God has been proactively looking for us.
保罗悔改之后，神的恩典没有停止，
After Paul repented, God's grace didn't stop.
继续的哈，在神的恩典当中，神在引导保罗，塑造保罗，预备他，让他能够成就神在他身上所预定要成就的那个计划。
God continues to lead him and prepare him so that God can fulfill the plan that God has for him.
同样的，神在我们每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹的身上，都有一个美善的计划。
And in the same way, God has this plan on every single one of us.
当我们今天看到神是怎么预备保罗的时候，我们也来思考哈，这个恩典今天也一样，会预备我们每一个人来成就神要在我们每一个人身上所要成就完成的那个美好的计划。
When we see how God prepares Paul, we can see how God is going to prepare us to fulfill His plan on us.
正如保罗他后来自己做见证说啊，他说这个基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
It's just like Paul made this testimony. He said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst."
然而，我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus may display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
所以保罗的蒙恩，保罗被神的恩典所建立建造的这个过程，像一个 demo，好像一个样品在我们的面前。
So Paul was like a demo in front of us of how he is being molded by God.
所以今天让我们带着一颗感恩的心哈，来思想啊，来看见神在保罗身上的做的这个预备啊、塑造的工作哈，也来思想我们今天如何蒙受神的恩典。
So, with a thanksgiving heart, as we contemplate how God has molded and prepared Paul in the same way how God would be preparing us as well.
神是怎么预备这一个已经重生得救悔改的扫罗呢？
How does God prepare this born again Paul?
今天我们读到的经文，第一件事情让我们看到的就是让他遇到难处，让他遇到抵挡。
And the first thing we read today is that the first is he will encounter challenge and resistance.
保罗在去大马士革的路上，哈，遇到大光，然后被人带到城里，然后这个眼睛三天瞎了，在那等候，哈，然后亚拿尼亚来为他祷告，他眼睛得开，哇，重生得救，连饭都没有吃啊，他就第一件事情做的什么？接受洗礼。
And when Saul encountered a great light on the road to Damascus, he was blinded. And then when he went to Damascus and he was prayed on by Ananias, and then the first thing he got up after his eyesight was restored was to be baptized.
所以我们看到说，保罗真的是一个很执着的人。他一旦认准一件事情，哈，他就马上去做，毫不拖延的。
So we can see that he is a persistent person. The thing that he recognized, he immediately got up and do.
刚刚受洗啊，在大马士革城还没有机会去其他的地方哈，他就在这里哈。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子了。
Right after he was baptized, he spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
刚刚悔改的扫罗哈，他就不停歇的、马不停蹄的开始抓住机会，开始为基督来做见证了。
Right after repentance, he grabs every opportunity to bear testimony for Jesus.
然而，他这样做的这么热心的服事，遇到的结果是什么呢
？But what was the result that he encountered?
凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的，不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，特要捆绑他们，带到祭司长那里。
And all those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?"
这个热心为主要去做见证的扫罗，他第一个遇到的就是人的怀疑，就是人的评判，就是人的不信。
The first thing that this zealous Paul encountered was people's doubt.
然而哈，这个扫罗不灰心，继续持续的哈为主去做见证。过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗啊，但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们又昼夜在城门守候要杀他。
But Saul was not discouraged. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him. But Saul learned of the plan. Day and night, they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him.
这是刚刚重生得救、热心服侍主的扫罗遇见的第一件事。
That's the first thing that this just repented Saul encountered.
遇到的是别人的不信、别人的怀疑、别人的抵挡，甚至这些人要设计要杀他，而且很认真哦。他们都已经埋伏好了哈，就准备要杀扫罗了。
And he encountered doubt and disbelief and resistance and even a plan to kill him.
于是神就把他带离大马士革城，去了这个阿拉伯的旷野。
So God led him away from Damascus to the wilderness in Arabia.
在那里一待就是三年。
He stayed there for 3 years.
神亲自训练他。
And God personally trained him.
今天去读神学院，大部分人一读也是三年的时间。
Most people went to seminaries for 3 years.
神把他从大马士革那个逼迫这个要被杀的一个环境当中，带到一个单独与神相遇相见学习的一个地方。
God led him away from Damascus where he was persecuted to Arabia where he was alone with God and trained by God.
三年之后神学院毕业了，他又回到大马士革城。
After 3 years, he graduated and went back to Damascus.
有人要杀他，他就逃离大马士革城。
When people tried to kill him, he left Damascus.
然后呢，扫罗就去了哪里啊？这是他重生得救以后第一次回到耶路撒冷城。
And this is the first time that he returned to Jerusalem.
于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道，并与说希利尼话的犹太人讲论辩驳，他们却想法子要杀他。
So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Hellenistic Jews, but they tried to kill him.
如果他在大马士革城，他刚刚重生得救，他只是凭着一腔的热血去传扬耶稣的话，现在不一样了，他已经神学院毕业，耶稣的神学院毕业了，受到充足的装备，他明白神的启示，他有一腔的这个热血和这个启示，从神而来的启示，要讲述给人听，但遇到的结果是什么呢？
And when he was in Damascus, when he was also very zealously,trying to preach the gospel, but then after 3 years of training by God, he went to Jerusalem, and now he's fully trained. And what did he encounter?
在耶路撒冷的使徒门徒们也是一样的，怀疑这个人真的得救了吗？
And the apostles and disciples in Jerusalem also doubted, is he truly born again and saved?
真的是耶稣基督的门徒吗？还是要潜伏到我们的当中，要破坏教会的人呢？
Is he really a disciple, or he's really a spy to try to subvert us?
所以使徒也好，教会也好，都跟这个扫罗保持距离。
So the apostles and the church kept a distance from him.
不敢接纳他。
They will not accept him.
直到一个人出来，哈，巴拿巴出来，来帮助引荐扫罗进入到教会。
Until one person, Barnabas, show up and try to introduce him to the church.
所以同样的哈，这个扫罗在耶路撒冷城也是放胆传讲啊，来讲述耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And he also spoke boldly in Jerusalem to say that Jesus is the Messiah.
然而呢，遇到同样的哈，抵挡辩论，然后最后这些人想杀他。
But same thing he encountered that people debated and resistance from those people and even tried to kill him.
这是我们在扫罗神预备他的过程当中看到神的第一个作为，神用难处、抵挡、逼迫、威胁，把保罗放到这样一个环境当中。
And we can see that God did the first thing on him is to let him encounter resistance and challenges, plots to kill him.
所以，当我们开始要热心起来，要服侍主、要传扬福音的时候，遇到抵挡，不要觉得奇怪。
So don't be surprised when we kind of get up and try to preach the gospel that we would encounter resistance.
抵挡到一个地步，甚至让你觉得神给你所应许的那个事情很难实现。
And to a point, those resistance may make you doubt whether these promises that God has given you, will they be fulfilled?
上帝拯救了你，给了你一个梦想，给你一个很激励人心的一个图画。但是越跟随主，越走前面的道路的时候，越发觉哇，这个梦想好像渐渐的就没有办法实现的可能性都没有了。
God gave you a dream and you will want to fulfill it, but the more you resist and you get, you may want, can I really truly fulfill this dream?
这正是神做事的方式。
And that's the way God does things.
从给你梦想到梦想破碎，
From giving you a dream to a broken dream,
梦想破碎到一个地步，在人看起来无法实现的时候，
when people see that they cannot really fulfill it,
让你能够梦想成真。
and then at that time, the dream became true.
这样你回头去看的时候，你就知道这不是人的作为。
and then when you look back, you see that this is not man's doing.
这是神在做事。
this is God doing it.
约瑟小的时候，神就给他一个梦想。
Joseph said God has given him a dream.
他小的时候做两个梦，对不对？
He had two dreams when he was young.
从小的时候他就知道啊，将来他要被神大大的使用的。
From he was young, he knew that God was going to greatly use him.
他的11个兄弟，包括他的父母，都要受他的恩惠的。
And all his 11 brothers, including his parents, would benefit from him.
但走着走着被他的兄弟所恨呢，
But yet he was hated by his brothers.
被他兄弟所卖呀。
He was sold by his brothers.
啊，到一个地步跑到这个埃及去做奴隶呀。
Became a slave in Egypt.
开始是在别人家做仆人，后来被人诬陷，被丢到监牢里。哇，梦想在哪里？怎么实现？
And he was a servant, and then he was kind of framed, and he was in prison. And where was his dream?
远离家乡，如何拯救他的家人，帮助他的家人？
Far away from his hometown, how can he help his hometown people?
那我们读圣经就知道，这整个这个过程，神没有离开约瑟。
Well, when we read the Bible, we know that God has not left him.
正是神要在他身上来完成那个梦想的那个途径。
And that is the way that God is going to go fulfill the dream.
神在呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，给亚伯拉罕一个梦想。
God called Abraham and gave him a dream.
啊，你将来
儿孙。数目多到一个地步，像天上的星星、地上的沙一样的多。
And he has so many descendants like the stars in the skies and sand by the seashore.
75岁，他就知道，哈，神要让他成为大国，一个大的民族。
And 75 years old, he knows that God is going to turn him into a great nation.
但是太太不生育。
But yet his wife cannot bear a child.
等了25年，连一个儿子还没有生出来。
Waited for 25 years, cannot even have a son.
梦想破碎啊！
Broken dream
在人看起来是无法实现的
，cannot be accomplished。
但是就在这个时候，哈，神的介入，神的作为显现出来，哈，真的是哈，一点一点的，神所应许的话，没有一句会落空，都实现的。
And at that time, God intervened that every single sentence of God will be fulfilled.
上帝给摩西一个梦想
，God gave Moses a dream，
去带我的百姓出埃及。
Lead my people out of Egypt.
我与你同在。
I will be with you.
哇，摩西兴冲冲地去找法老。
And then Moses was very happy and started to go.
来，my people go，让我的百姓走出埃及。
And he went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go."
遇到的第一个反应是什么
？What is the first thing he encountered?
法老说：“耶和华是谁
And Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah?"
为什么我要让这几百万的这个好做工的这些的奴隶要离开呢
？Why should I let several million slaves go？
而且这种抵挡不是一次，不是两次，不是三次，不是四次哦。
It's not just once or twice or three times or four times。
一连十次。
Ten times。
直到十次，神一次一次的降灾给埃及的法老，最后一灾哈才 broken 哈才打碎了这个法老的这种坚硬的心，让他让以色列人出去。
And every time God would put some calamity and plague on the Egyptians, and only at the tenth time would finally the Pharaoh just submit it.
当我们从神的话语当中，当我们从听到当中，当我们圣灵的感动当中领受神的这种的 dream， 给我们这种梦想，给我们这种美好的前景的时候，千万要做好这样的心理的准备。
We need to be prepared in our hearts as we have this dream from God.
从神给我们梦想。到梦想成真当中有一个阶段
，There will be a whole journey between the giving of the dream and the fulfillment of the dream。
就是这个梦想在人看起来已经到了一个地步不可能实现的一个境地。
When people think that this dream cannot be fulfilled anymore，
耶稣出来了，这些门徒跟耶稣的这些人，这些渔夫啊，这些税吏啊，从耶稣的身上看到一个很大的一个梦想。
When Jesus came out, all these tax collectors and fishermen saw this big dream in them。
看到天国的梦想
，They see the dream of the heavenly kingdom。
耶稣就是这样讲的呀。
Jesus said that。
他来说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
He said the kingdom of heaven is near, you have to repent。
所以这些门徒就撇下一切来跟随耶稣。
They left everything and followed Jesus。
但跟着跟着跟到十字架底下，他们就跟不动了。
But they follow and follow until to the cross, and they cannot follow anymore。
如果这个应许给我们天国的这个耶稣基督自己都要死，我们还有什么盼望？
What kind of hope do we have if this guy who promises the kingdom of heaven is going to die on the cross?
然而，这正是我们今天所相信、所传扬的福音。
But yet, this is the gospel that we believe.
这就是福音的大能。
This is the power of the gospel.
要经过死才能够复活。
Through death into resurrection.
在完全的失望甚至绝望当中，我们依然有盼望，就是因为我们所相信的主是死而复活的主。
From disappointment to hope, because our Lord is the resurrected Lord.
只有在死亡当中过程当中，我们才经历耶稣基督那个复活的大能。
Only through death will we experience the power of resurrection.
正是在人看起来没有盼望的时候，靠着主依然有盼望，我们才经历上帝借着十字架所彰显的福音的大能。
And when we have no hope, we can see God's power on the cross.
每次有机会，我们鼓励大家去传福音的时候，我们都会给大家分享一些的见证。
Every time we encourage people to preach the gospel, we have some testimonies.
我们都会讲到说，在传福音的时候，我们如何经历了神的大能。
We will talk about how when we preach the gospel, we experience God's power.
如何看到失丧的灵魂一个一个重生得救。
We saw lost souls accepting the Lord one by one.
听到这些故事，我们都心潮澎湃，很受激励。
We are all greatly encouraged by these stories.
每次短宣队回来，我们请他做见证，都会听到这样。哇，在我们没有计划、没有预计当中啊，神如何来使用我们来做奇妙的事情
？And we were all these testimonies about, and we didn't plan it, but yet God will have these great doings among us.
有远方的宣教士来到我们当中哈、啊，分享在非洲啊，在那些穆斯林国家所经历的那些事情，都让我们很激动。哇，神实在是又真又活的大能的神。
And we have these missionaries from afar in Africa and different places, and they will talk about all these stories and will encourage us.
当我们带着这样的热情去参与幸福小组、参与短宣、参与宣教的时候，发觉哎，情况不像我原先想象的那样，那么样的让人兴奋。
But when we selflessly join in all these activities and we say, "Wait a minute, it's not quite like that."
多半的时候，我们一旦加入到服事当中，我们就会遇到难处。
Most of the time, we'll encounter difficulties.
就会遇到抵挡。
We encounter resistance.
我们大部分传福音的对象，要么不相信，要么很冷淡，要么拒绝，要么我们遇到的都是这样的事情。
And we will encounter people who would refuse or would just kind of be cold to it.
跟我们原先想象的大不一样。
And that would be greatly different from what we imagined.
所以参加了一次，下次就不来参加了。
And we'll join in once, but I said, oh no, thank you.
如果保罗在大马士革那里重生得救以后，进入到城里第一次传福音就被抵挡，他就放弃的话，就没有今天的保罗。
And if Paul encountered the resistance the first time in Damascus and he gave up, then we would not have the Paul today.
当他去了耶路撒冷，看到不光是不信的人抵挡，连教会里面的人都不接纳他的话，他从此就灰心失望，也就没有今天的保罗。
And if we went to Jerusalem and he saw the resistance from the non-believers, not only that, and also from the church, and he gave up, then we would not have the Paul today.
如果他离开了这个耶路撒冷城，回到老家大树，从此就不再出来。
And if he went to, from Jerusalem to Tarsus, and then he just say, stay at home and forget about it,
也就没有今天我们所认识的这个保罗。
We would not have the Paul that we know today.
你知道当保罗遇到这些困难的时候，神在那里观看他，神就像一个非常有经验的一个 健身的教练一样。
And God is like this, you know, really experienced trainer who's watching Paul from above.
在训练他的学生哈，如何增长这个肌肉的力量。
He's training his student to how to be strengthen his muscle.
这个很有经验的健身教练，他知道每增加一份的这个杠铃的这个重量，实际上都是在帮助他的学生哈。在增长他肌肉的这个能力。
And we know, he knows that every time he increased the pressure on his student, that every time that he will be increasing the strength of his muscles.
保罗在遇到抵挡、遇到逼迫，甚至有人要杀他的时候，他越发的有能力，更加的勇敢，不是靠他自己。
And when Paul was getting more courageous despite the resistance, it's not because of him.
是神的恩典与他同在。
It's God's grace with him.
是神使他内在的那个信心的那个肌肉的那个 muscle 那个力量。在增强。
Is God enabling him in this inner muscle of faith to be strengthened?
是神使他成长的必然要经过的一个过程。
And that is a necessary path that he has to go through in order to be mature.
神让刚刚重生得救的保罗就经历了各样的阻挡、逼迫、危险，是在熬炼他信心的力量。
And God is using all these resistance and challenges and threats to increase his faith.
为要让他在这个过程当中经历上帝的大能，相信神的话语的信实，而不放弃的去跟随神走这条道路。
So that he can experience the power of God's word, so that he would not give up and continue to follow God.
所以这是我们看到的哈，神预备保罗的第一种方法。
And we can see that is the first method that God is preparing Paul.
第二个我们看到神预备保罗的方法就是让他等待。
And the second method that God is using is that to have him wait.
在23节说过了好些日子犹太人商议要杀扫罗。
And in verse 23 says, after many days had gone by, there is a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him.
好多日子，好些日子是多长呢？
What is how many days?
那在加拉太书第一章就告诉我们，好些日子是三年的时间。
And in Galatians, it tells us that the many days is 3 years.
这保罗在加拉太书里讲出来的，他说保罗我自己，我没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了15天。
And this is Paul saying it, I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later I returned to Damascus, and after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stay with him 15 days.
所以大马士革的路上，保罗遇到主。
The road of Damascus, Paul encountered Jesus.
马上进到大马士革城。
Immediately went to Damascus.
然后三天以后他受洗了。
3 days later, baptized.
然后跟当地的教会在一起聚会，没几天他就开始传扬耶稣了。
And after meeting with the church there, then he started preaching the gospel.
但传福音没有果效，别人遇到的是抵挡和不信。
He encountered resistance and disbelief.
然后这个时候，在22节之后，神就带他去了阿拉伯旷野。
And at that time, he was led to Arabia.
在那里待了3年的时间。
Stayed there for 3 years.
主亲自的教导他。
God personally trained him,
把真理启示给他
revealed the truth to him.
他以前很熟悉旧约圣经
He knew the Old Testament well.
在用耶稣基督十字架福音的真理的光照，让他明白旧约的圣经到底是什么意思。
And then God revealed to him the meaning of the Old Testament.
是对这位钉死在十字架上耶稣基督三天以后从死里复活的一个预表，一个预备。
And it's a prophecy about this Jesus who would die on the cross and then 3 days later resurrected.
所以记着他所熟悉的旧约圣经，让他很深刻的更明白福音的真理。所以保罗能够把福音的真理讲得很清楚。
And because of his familiarity with the Old Testament, and now he can truly preach the gospel in New Testament time.
3年以后呢，他就从这个阿拉伯的旷野回到大马士革城。
After 3 years, he went back.
那这一次呢，就是 他更有能力的去见证福音的时候，就招来这些人要杀他的结果。
And he can now even preach the gospel more powerfully, and now there will be the plot to try to kill him.
所以从这里他就去了耶路撒冷。
And then he went to Jerusalem.
这里呢，到了第二章，加拉太书第二章又提到一个时间，叫过了十四年。
And then in Galatians chapter 2, we talk about after 14 years.
保罗跟巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去。
I went up again to Jerusalem this time with Barnabas.
而且提到这次是带着提多同去的。
And also took Titus along also.
那如果我们把这些的经文串在一起，我们大概可以看到保罗从信主到他刚才提到的这十四年当中所发生的事情。
And we kind of string all these events together, we can see his journey in these 14 years.
先是哈，从第一年开始算哈，他这个蒙恩得救。
First year he was converted.
然后有三年的时间是在阿拉伯的旷野。
And then 3 years in the wilderness in Arabia.
然后呢，回到大马士革之后，再遭逼迫，他不得不逃离哈，带着这个坐在这个竹筐下来哈，逃离这个大马士革城。
And then when he went back to Damascus, he was persecuted, and he has to go into this basket and try to escape and go to Jerusalem.
他就去了这个耶路撒冷啊，但是耶路撒冷待的时间很短啊，他说待了十五天的时间，他就回到他的老家大树。
And he stayed only for 15 days in Jerusalem, and then he went back to his hometown in Tarsus.
那这在大树这几年哈，圣经就没有记载是，安静的这几年。
Then Bible didn't talk about how many years he stayed in Tarsus.
大概有三四年、四五年的时间。
Maybe 4 or 5 years.
因为巴拿巴的缘故，巴拿巴去安提阿服事，他就去了大树，把扫罗找回来哈，找到安提阿，在那里跟巴拿巴一起服事当地的教会。
And then because Barnabas will have this calling to go to Antioch, so he went to Tarsus to get Paul to go with him.
所以整整有一年的时间，神使用保罗的这个讲道的恩赐啊，来造就当地的门徒。
So for a whole year's time, God used his abilities to preach the gospel and to serve the church there.
那当中在这个服事的过程当中哈，耶路撒冷发生了饥荒啊，所以保罗、巴拿巴又代表教会，带着捐款去了这个耶路撒冷，帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
And at that time, the people in Jerusalem encountered famine, so Paul and Barnabas took the offerings from the church and bring them to Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷回来不久，这个安提阿教会的同工在祷告的时候，圣灵讲话了。
And then the Holy Spirit talked when the co-workers were praying after they returned to Antioch.
而且圣灵特别点名其中两个人，一个是巴拿巴，一个是保罗，差他们出去要去宣教。
And the Holy Spirit appointed Barnabas and Paul to go out and preach the gospel.
所以接下来两三年的时间，神大大的使用这个巴拿巴和扫罗，在小亚细亚这个地方，完成了他们第一次宣教的旅行，在那里建立教会，传扬福音。
And God greatly used Barnabas and Paul in the next few years in Asia Minor to set up many churches.
但当他们从第一次宣教旅行回来以后呢？发现安提阿的教会出现问题，因为有一些人跑到这里乱讲。
And when they returned from the missionary trip, they found that the Antioch church had a problem because there are some people who were just kind of making up things.
告诉安提阿教会说，人要信耶稣，必须先成为犹太人，受割礼，守律法，然后才能得救，成为耶稣的门徒。
And there were people saying that in order to become a follower of Jesus, that these people have to become a Jew first and they be circumcised and obey the law and all of that.
所以保罗巴拿巴就站在真理的基础上，就是跟这些人辩论哈，来辨明真理。
So Paul and Barnabas debated with them.
那他们就去了这个耶路撒冷啊，就是刚才提到十四年以后，他又去了耶路撒冷，而且这一次是带着提多一起去的。
And then the Bible mentioned that after all that 14 years, and he went back to Jerusalem the second time, this time with Titus.
这次呢，在耶路撒冷召开这个教会的使徒长老、教会领袖的一次大会。
And then they will have this Jerusalem council with everybody attending.
那这次的大会对于整个教会的发展是非常至关重要的。
And that is a key event in the development of the church.
因为在那次大会上确定这个原则记载在使徒行传十五章从此以后，人只要信耶稣就可以得拯救，成为主耶稣的门徒，不需要先变成犹太人。
And so it establishes important principle that in order to become a follower of Jesus, that you just have to believe in Jesus, you don't have to first become a Jew.
那在这个耶路撒冷大会当中哈，这个保罗和巴拿巴的见证起到了至关重要的作用。
And in this Jerusalem Council, the testimony of Paul and Barnabas made a big difference.
所以你看，从保罗从蒙召一直到他大大的被教会所使用哈，传福音建立教会当中，他要经过这十四年漫长的过程。
You can see that this long journey of 14 years is Paul had to go through before he was greatly used by God.
差不多前九年的时间是没有结出什么福音的果子哈，
他要等待接受训练、接受磨练之后，慢慢的他的恩赐显明，才慢慢的结出服事的果子来。
And you can see in the first 9 years, you cannot see much fruit. And it's after all of those challenges and also training, then eventually, then he will be bearing fruit later on.
等待。
Wait.
这是每个生命啊，在成熟、成长、结果子的过程当中，一定要经历的一个阶段。
And there's a period that every life would have to go through before bearing fruit.
今年我们在后院栽了一棵无花果树。
We planted a fig tree in our backyard.
栽过无花果树的弟兄姐妹就常常告诉我们，要过两三年呢，两三年以后才能结果子。
And also people who have experience would tell us that you would have to wait 2-3 years.
约书亚、加勒走到那个迦南地的边上的时候，他们已经预备好了，他们可以马上进到迦南地，得到神所应许的迦南美地的。
Joshua and Caleb went all the way to the edge of Canaan, and they are all about to go in and get that land.
但是神还要让他们等四十年。
But God wanted them to wait for 40 years.
因着其他人的不信，因着其他人受刑罚，这两位哈蛮有信心，马上就可以得到迦南美地的这个加勒和约书亚，要整整等四十年之后，他们才能够得到神所应许的那个祝福。
Because of other people's unbelief, and these two people with faith have to wait 40 years.
摩西40岁的时候，他自己就 ready 了，他就预备好了，他要站出来哈，替以色列人出头，犹太人出头，要带领他们成为他们的领袖了。
And at 40 years of age, Moses was ready. He was ready to be the leader among the Jews.
但是因为以色列人不接纳他的缘故，他要整整再等四十年。
But because the Israelites were not ready to accept him, he has to wait another 40 years.
四十岁的摩西要等到成为80岁的摩西，神再次呼召他，让他出来带领以色列人。
40-year-old Moses to become an 80-year-old Moses, and then wait for God's calling him again.
当然，这四十年在旷野放羊啊，做丈夫啊，做父亲，做别人的女婿哈，不是白白的。
Yeah, of course, these 40 years as a shepherd, as a husband, as a son-in-law, as a father, it's not wasted.
在这40年的等待当中，神在做工，在摩西的身上，在改变他的性格，改变他的为人处事的方式。
God has been changing his character and how he worked on different things in these 40 years.
使他一个从一个很冲动，这个急于做事的一个人，变成一个谦卑、忍耐、等候、仰望上帝的人。
From an impulsive person to a patient to a humble person that would wait for God.
所以你看这个地图也看到哈，保罗也是这样。
You can look at this map, you can see Paul's like that.
底下是耶路撒冷，中间是大马士革哈，阿拉伯的旷野在这个中间，安提阿在上面，他的家乡在大树哈在上面。
And you can see where Jerusalem was down there, and then Damascus in the upper, and then Arabia in the middle, and then Antioch and his hometown Tarsus at the top.
有三年在旷野安静的时间。
3 years in the wilderness.
然后去了耶路撒冷之后啊，被人追杀，不得不逃回自己的家乡。
And when he was persecuted in Jerusalem, he has to go back to his hometown.
他要在那里再等上几年的时间，啊，才开始这个在安提阿的服事。
He had to wait a few more years in Tarsus before he can start his ministry in Antioch.
神带他去安提阿，他就在安提阿好好的服侍那个教会。
When God led him to Antioch, he has to serve there faithfully.
他有讲道的恩赐，就好好的按照神的赐给他的能力去讲道。
He has the gift of preaching, then he will have to be faithfully preaching there.
然后看到教会有需要，他就带着捐款去耶路撒冷帮助当地的教会。
When he see that the church has need, then he would take the offerings and donations all the way to Jerusalem.
直到圣灵开始讲话，差他出去哈，他才跟着巴拿巴一起出去去宣教。
When the Spirit spoke, then he would follow Barnabas to go on his missionary journey.
在宣教的过程当中，圣经记载是巴拿巴和保罗， 巴拿巴和保罗，然后就慢慢就变了，就变成保罗和巴拿巴，保罗和巴拿巴，然后到了最后只剩下保罗自己的名字。
And in the beginning, it was always Barnabas and Paul, and then later on, it became Paul and Barnabas, and then in the end, it became just Paul.
所以这样的描述就让我们体会到如何在这个宣教哈，一开始是巴拿巴带着保罗出去的哈，但在这个过程当中，保罗不断不断的成长，显出他神给他的启示和恩赐哈，慢慢的巴拿巴退下，让扫罗保罗来承担这个带领的责任。
In the beginning, it was Paul helping Barnabas, but gradually, as God revealed the gift that Paul has received, then it became Paul leading the whole thing.
这些都需要时间。
All this needs time.
我们都需要耐心的等候。
We need to wait patiently.
保罗在耐心等候当中，他内在的这个品质和品格，在谦卑、忍耐、对自己和对上帝的认识上与日俱增，不断的成长。
And in his way, patiently, his inner nature and character change, and he would be understanding how God's working on him.
让他的生命啊，不管环境如何啊，让他内在的生命变得越来越丰盛。
His inner life become more abundant.
正是患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵。将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And as all those sufferings would bring perseverance, perseverance would bring hope, and all of this bring about the change in our character.
在这个过程当中，主耶稣没有离开保罗。
In all that journey, Jesus did not leave Paul.
这时候的神就像一个非常有经验的哈酿酒的那个农夫一样。
And God is like this experienced farmer who would kind of make wine.
这个酿酒的农夫他知道多等一天呢，在那个看不见的地方，在那个酒里面呢，就在发生在不间断的化学反应。
This farmer knows that if you wait another day, there will be this invisible chemical reaction that is happening.
等的时间越长，那个里面的那个丰盛的那个醇香啊，那种浓郁的那种的啊配搭平衡各种的啊这个。香料香气的在一种的混合正在那里酝酿。
He knows that every day this inner mixture of all the qualities will be kind of happening inside.
只有到了时候这一一桶或者一瓶的这个醇香的美酒，到了它的时候才能够酝酿完成。
And in this time, only would that wonderful wine be made.
所以当我们重生得救之后，我们也要学习在等待当中来仰望神。
When we are saved and born again, we need to learn how to wait on God.
我们都会经历的我们都会经历一段时间生命的成长、成熟、安静、单独与神相遇的这样的一段时间。
You will have this time to be alone with God.
只有这样耐得住、等得住带着耐心去仰望，到了时候才能结出美好的果子来。
You have to wait patiently, and then only in time would you bear much fruit.
我们对自己有耐心，对别人也有耐心。
We need to be patient with ourselves and patient with others.
耐心的背后是表达我们对上帝的信心。
And behind the patience is our trust in God.
不管等多长多久，神的计划在他的时间当中就会成就。
Does not matter how long we wait, God's plan will be fulfilled.
我们大概有快一年了我们开始为我们的聘牧来祷告来寻求。
We've been praying for about a year for searching for a new pastor.
我们希望这个神能带领年轻的传道人来到我们当中来服侍年轻的一代的人。
We hope that God would bring this young minister to be with us to serve that younger generation.
我不知道什么时候神会带领合适的传道人来到我们的当中。
We don't know at what time God will lead this person.
但是在我们祷告、等候、寻求的过程当中，我鼓励大家。
And when we pray and waited, that we encourage you.
当神真的带一位年轻的传道人来到我们的当中的时候，我们千万不要急功近利哦。
And when God brings this young minister to us, let's not be trying to go for some quick success.
我们要有一个长远的眼光。
We have to have this long-term perspective.
不仅是与这个年轻的传道人在一起配搭完成一项施工，
not only to kind of co-work with this young minister,
而且是呢，在为神国来培养未来的人才啊。
That we are helping the kingdom of God to prepare that next generation of servants.
年轻的传道人常常要需要一段时间去积累经验，要去学习啊，要去酝酿，要去啊这个预备，才能够真正结出好果子来。
Young ministers need a certain amount of time to train and to kind of mature before they can bear much fruit.
我们能够用恩慈、用接纳、用帮助的心态去帮助未来的传道人一起在我们教会当中成长。
With mercy and love, we need to help this young minister grow, in the church.
这就是我们看到的哈，第三个哈，神来预备扫罗的方式。
And we can see that is the third method that God prepared.
就是神把这个属灵的同伴，把这个弟兄姐妹啊，这些的一起同奔天路的人放到一起哈，来建造保罗，来扶持他，来给他鼓励安慰哈，让他一起跟他一起能够成长。
God put these spiritual partners alongside him so that to encourage him and help him.
可以说，在保罗的成长过程中，如果没有巴拿巴，就没有扫罗。
We can say that if there is no Barnabas, there is no Saul.
他到了第一次到了这个耶路撒冷啊，那个扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却怕他，不信他是门徒。
When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple.
唯有巴拿巴接待他啊，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎样看见主，主怎样向他说话，他在大马色怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道。都诉说出来。
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fiercely in the name of Jesus.
为什么是唯有巴拿巴？
Why is it only Barnabas?
别人为什么都不敢呢？
What about other people? They don't dare.
因为巴拿巴这个名字啊是有名的啊，这个名字什么意思呢？就是劝慰子的意思。
Because Barnabas' famous name is son of encouragement.
他是一个能够安慰人、了解人、接纳人的人。
He's someone who can comfort, who can accept.
这是神给他的恩赐。
That is the gift from God.
教会当中，巴拿巴在这一点上特别的突出。
And that his status in the church is really exemplary.
所以巴拿巴能够鼓励啊，他也付出代价，冒着风险去接待这个保罗。
He can encourage, but he's also taking a risk to accept Paul.
大家注意哈，他接待他以后，领去见使徒，是巴拿巴领他去见使徒哈，把他在路上所这个话说出来，是谁在说？不是保罗在说，是巴拿巴在说。
And it's Barnabas who brought him there, and it's Barnabas who talked about what Saul encountered.
所以整个这一段的主语都是巴拿巴啊。
So all the subject here is Barnabas.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是巴拿巴先去找扫罗，跟他去谈。
Because that means Barnabas first went to talk to Saul.
巴拿巴要花时间先去听扫罗所讲述的事情。
Barnabas had spent time to listen to Saul.
巴拿巴也知道他不是随便冒险做这件事情的。
And Barnabas is not just taking risks randomly.
他不会让这些使徒和整个教会都直接面临到这个危险当中。
He's not going to let the apostles and the entire church take him the risk.
因为在没有验证哈，这个保罗真正重生得救之前呢，真的是冒这个风险啊。如果是保罗被人派来的哈，来破坏教会，这也是可能的。
And so it is, you know, if he didn't make sure that Paul was indeed saved, then he is taking a big risk.
所以巴拿巴先花时间祷告寻求，然后靠着圣灵的赐给的恩赐去分辨。哦，是的呀，扫罗讲的是对的。
Barnabas has spent time to pray and discern, and using gift from God that he can truly discern that Paul was indeed born again.
而且后来所发生的事情也验证哈，巴拿巴的分辨是对的。
And then later on we can see that his decision, his discernment is correct.
所以。神使用巴拿巴来到大这个扫罗的身边去帮助他。
So God had used Barnabas to come alongside Paul to help him,
帮助他被使徒所接纳，被教会所接纳。
Help him to be accepted by the apostles in the church.
就是在保罗最需要帮助的时候，巴拿巴出现。
When Paul was no most needing help, Barnabas appeared.
那后来。扫罗回到老家大树哈，是谁把他从大树里面找出来的呢
？When Paul went back to Tarsus, who went to Tarsus to get him out?
也是巴拿巴。
Also Barnabas.
那再后来是谁带着保罗陪着他一起去宣教的呢？
And later on, who took Paul to go on this missionary journey?
还是巴拿巴。
Still Barnabas.
所以巴拿巴在整个扫罗这个成长的过程当中，神使用这样一位有劝导恩安慰帮助的恩赐的巴拿巴，让扫罗在这个环境当中一点一点的成熟成长，神给他的恩赐一点一点的被显露出来。
And is this Barnabas, who was this gift of encouragement and help, is helping Paul in this whole entire journey gradually to be used by God.
这一次是巴拿巴帮着扫罗。
And this is time that Barnabas helped Paul.
第一次宣教旅行之后，巴拿巴就开始帮助马可。
And then the next time, Barnabas was helping Mark.
所以有人用一个比喻说，巴拿巴就像这个军队当中随军的这个医护人士。
And somebody was saying that Barnabas is like this army medic.
有受伤的啊，有这个不能继续打仗需要抢救，他马上就冲过去啊，使用他的恩赐和能力帮助这些受伤的从战场上撤下来需要休养的人。
And if there's anyone who's wounded, then he will immediately rush over and help.
然后帮助他们重建，然后再重回战场。成为基督的精兵，哇，这个很重要。
Help them to rebuild and go back to the battle for Jesus.
大卫的身边有一个约拿单，
在大卫最孤单、最无望、最被这个扫罗追杀的时候，能够有人去安慰他、鼓励他。
Besides David, there is Jonathan. When he was pursued by Saul, it was Jonathan that was helping him.
扫罗的啊，这个摩西的左边有亚伦，右边有霍尔，在他手举不起来的时候，有两个同伴一起扶持他，帮助他继续的征战。
And besides Moses, there is Aaron and also Hur, who was lifting his hands when he was too tired to lift them up.
约书亚的身边有一个同伴叫加勒的。
Besides Joshua, there's Caleb.
所以这些都是告诉我们哈，我们在成长的过程当中需要。别人的帮助和扶持。
So that all tells us that as we grow spiritually, we need someone's help.
这也是神使用的很重要的方式哈，把弟兄姐妹放在我们的身边，放在一个团契小组，放在一个教会里面，放在一个服事的团队当中，我们一起成长。
And that's how God works when He put us in a fellowship, in a church, in a serving team, so that that's how we grow.
回想我个人成长的经历当中，我可以数出许许多多的人啊，一路上啊，在我有需要的时候来鼓励、来扶持、来帮助、引导我。
And as I look back on my own journey of growth, I can see many people that I can count on to help me, to encourage me, to train me.
特别是我们刚刚哈全家奉献出来，在读神学院，然后学习服事的过程当中哈，那些在我们身边陪伴、引导的那些的。长者们啊，给我们可以说一生留下了这个深刻的印象和祝福。
And especially at the time when I committed myself and started studying in the seminary, I can remember those spiritual elders, and they have left a great impression on me.
一位老弟兄，他的名字叫曾约安啊，我不知道大家多少人知道他。
There is this old brother. His last name is Zhang.
他用一个笔名叫王家生。
And he used the analogies of Wang Jiasheng.
他是王明道啊、尼托生啊，他们这一代的，比他们稍微年轻几岁哈，但是那一代的传道人。
He is this generation a little bit younger than Watchman Nee and so on.
为主受苦，被关监了二十几年。
He was shut in prison for more than 20 years.
改革开放之后，有机会来到美国。
And then after the country opened, he has the opportunity to come to the U.S.
那时候他应该已经六七十岁了。
He may be 60, 70 years old at time.
啊，忠心的继续的服侍主
，faithfully serving the Lord.
而且特别关注那些年轻的传道人奉献出来的那些的家庭啊，关顾他们，扶持他们。
Especially pay attention to these young families who have committed to serve the Lord.
我还记得我们是在一次这个退休会当中遇见他。
We met him in a retreat.
当他知道我们要去读神学院，正在读神学院要准备服侍主的时候，哇，他。对我们那个亲热劲儿啊，就像对待自己的儿女一样。
And when he found out that we are, you know, going into seminary about to full-time serve the Lord, he treated like his own children.
仔细的倾听我们的想法，询问我们的需要。
And would listen to us and ask of our needs.
然后给我们很实际的一些的引导和建议。
and a very concrete suggestions and advice.
啊，这些对我们当初哈学习服侍那个时候没有什么经验，也不知道怎么做的时候，真是非常及时的帮助。
And it's really something that is very appropriate at the time that we were just starting out.
使徒行传当中这个巴拿巴很快哈我们就看不到他了啊，当他帮助了扫罗，帮助了马可之后，很快就不再记载他了。
And in the book of Acts, after he started helping Paul and as well as Mark, and after that, we don't really see him.
但在巴拿巴身上，我们看到非常好的一个品质。
But yet we see this wonderful nature in Barnabas.
他的恩赐，他可以为他的恩赐的使用付上代价啊。
He can pay the price to use his gift.
他敢于冒险。
He takes risk.
他一登场就是把所有的家产都奉献了，大家还记得啊。
And he immediately, when he first appeared, he offered his entire. Assets.
他真的是爱主啊，愿意把自己的一切奉献给主。
And he loved the Lord; he can offer everything.
第二个，巴拿巴的恩赐是牧养的恩赐啊。
And his gift is in shepherding.
但他同时是一个有大使命托付和看见的一个牧师的一个角色。
And he's also a pastor who has this heart of great commission.
他做的事情真的不是受一时一地的限制。
And he's just not, he is truly true to his own words.
他是看到神的国度当中哈这些宝贝的人才这些的需要。
He sees these great needs of all the people in the kingdom of God.
而且呢第三个哈，他能在保罗最有需要的时候啊，最需要人帮助的时候，他能够挺身而出哈，帮助他。
And when he sees this need in Paul, he can kind of stand up and help him.
所以今天哈，在我们成长的过程中，不要拒绝啊，神会把巴拿巴式的人物放在我们的身边。提醒我们，帮助我们，甚至有的时候会责备我们的啊，要注意倾听神借着这些的同伴给我们的塑造的工作。
As we grow in the Lord, we may have people who will come alongside of us to encourage us, to help us, and even rebuke us, but we need to pay attention to it.
我们每一个人成长的过程当中，都需要巴拿巴这样的人来帮助我们。
We all need people like Barnabas to help us.
我们也注意哈，要啊主动的成为别人的帮助哈。成为别人的巴拿巴。
We also need to proactively become others' helpers and others' Barnabas.
这个人大家都知道啊。
We all know this person.
这是荷兰的著名的画家梵高。
This is Holland's famous Vincent van Gogh.
他很喜欢画自画像的，所以他留下很多的自画像。
He liked to do self-portraits and left many behind.
这两幅画是他在离世之前，他很年轻就过世了哈。离世之前一年。画的两幅的自画像。
He died young, and this is 1 year before his death. He drew 2 self-portraits.
这幅画的原件，大家可以去 DC 哈，在这个艺术博物馆里可以看到这幅的原件。
You can see the original in DC.
梵高的祖父是传道人。
Van Gogh's grandfather is a minister.
梵高的父亲也是牧师。
His father is also a minister.
所以从小梵高有这样一个志向，将来要成为传道人的。
So when he was young, he has this will, he has this hope to become a minister himself.
所以26岁的时候，他有一年的时间在比利时的一个矿区哈，在那里做传道人的。
So in Belgium, when he was in 20s, he had 1 year as a minister, working as a minister.
而且他非常的爱主，关怀这些人的灵魂。
He loved the Lord and he really cared for people's souls.
那他做法呢，就是比较极端了哈，他就把他所有的钱，什么东西都奉献，帮助那些穷困的那些矿工。
And he has this kind of extreme way of doing it, and he offered all the money he has to help all the miners.
然后那些矿工都非常喜欢他。
All the miners love him.
但是那些教会里面的人和那些有经验的传道人就觉得他这种做法可能不能长久。
And but yet those people experienced in the church will feel that he cannot last long like that.
所以就停止了聘用他继续做教会的传道人。
So they stopped hiring him as a minister of the church.
所以在这种情况下哈，他才去通过艺术的方式、绘画的方式去表达他的人生的一些的想法。
So at that time he started using art to express his viewpoint on life.
所以很可惜哈，在梵高的生命当中没有这样一个巴拿巴，在他有需要的时候。去引导他，去帮助他，去鼓励他。
Unfortunately, there is not a Barnabas who can kind of help him and guide him at that stage.
否则，可能梵高的故事啊，就是不一样的故事。
And maybe at that time, that the story of Van Gogh would be different.
好，我们总结一下啊，这个神是怎么预备这个啊，本来是抵挡教会的这个扫罗
成为外邦的使徒，大能的被神所使用的这样一个保罗的呢？
And now let's conclude on how God has prepared this persecuting Saul to a greatly used by God, Paul.
第一个就是在他面前放下各种各样的阻挡。
First, to put all kinds of resistance in front of him.
目的是让增强他属灵的肌肉。
To increase his spiritual muscle,
让他的信心能够有根有基的专心的仰望这位神。
So that his faith would be focused on God.
保罗能够在遇到抵挡、逼迫，甚至被杀的这种危险当中，他越发的有能力，更加的勇敢，是上帝的恩典扶持他的结果。
It's God's grace that in during persecution he can become even more courageous and powerful.
同样的，今天我们在遇到各样的困难、拦阻、失望、灰心的时候，不要放弃。
And same thing, we should not give up when we encounter difficulties and challenges.
学习在这种情况下站住啊，然后仰望神的恩典去面对各样的挑战。
Learn to stand firm and then to look upon God to continue.
不仅是忍耐困难、忍受困难，而且是大喜乐的，带着一个喜乐的心去面对困难。
Not only to endure difficulties, but with a joyful heart go through the difficulties.
因为困难越大，抵挡越大，神的恩典就会更大。
Because more difficulties, more grace from God.
这正是我们经历神大能和恩典的时候。
And that will be a time that we experience God's wonderful blessings.
第二个哈，主像这个有经验的这个酿酒师一样，在保罗的生命当中，在酿造一瓶的美酒哦。
God is like this winemaker trying to make this great wine in Paul.
今天我们要像保罗一样，有这样的耐心去等待哈，而且在等待当中呢，让神在我们里面做工，让我们里面这个内在的品质变得更加的丰盛。
And we need to be like Paul, that we wait patiently on God, and as we wait, that our inner qualities will become more abundant and like God.
当我们凭着信心盼望去等候忍耐的时候，就会经历保罗同样所经历的上帝的恩典和奇妙的塑造的工作。
When we wait on God with faith, then we will experience what Paul experienced, and that God will be working on us.
第三个，我们记得哈，神怎么预备保罗哈啊？保罗暂时眼睛瞎了，他身边又有一个人把他带到大马士革城里去。
And the third thing is that when Paul was blinded, he needs someone to kind of come alongside him to lead him to Damascus.
他等候的时候要等候亚拿尼亚来为他来按手来祷告。
And he also to wait for Ananias to lay hand on him and pray for him.
当他遇到难处，别人不接纳他的时候，他要预备哈巴拿巴出现的时候，能够接受巴拿巴的帮助。
And when he encountered difficulties, he had to wait for Barnabas to accept him.
他在安提阿教会的时候，不是说他一个人，他说我要出去宣教，而是等候圣灵的讲话，等候这个整个团队认出来，这是神的差派的时候，他才带着神的托付出去宣教。
And when he was serving in Antioch, he had to wait for the entire community to recognize him so that he can go out and serve.
我们也一样，我们要为我们的教会，为我们的同伴，为我们的同工来感谢主。
We also need to give thanks for our co-workers and our church.
神使用我们身边的某些人是来扶持、来安慰、来帮助我们。
God would use people around us to help us, to encourage us.
使用另一些人是来提醒、来指正我们。
And also some people to remind us and to rebuke us.
还使用一些人来打磨我们的生命的棱角的。
And also maybe somebody to kind of grind away all these rough edges.
都是恩典。
It's all God.
都是神的工作。
It's God's work.
最终是要在我们身上成就神所要成就的那美善的旨意。
To fulfill God's good will in us.
主的恩典是配得我们称颂的。
It is God's grace that is worthy of our praise.
而且是不管遇到什么都足够我们用的。
It's always sufficient.
等候着我们去经历。
Waiting for us to experience.
等候着我们去支取。
Waiting for us to draw from it.
我们再唱这一首很熟悉的诗歌哈，奇异恩典。
Let's sing this familiar song, Amazing Grace.
让我们带着感恩的心来唱。
With a heart of thanksgiving.